Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I hope Matt's okay with it.
Does anyone really ask?
What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, Doc. Normally we just get to stuff that we haven't gotten to, and we haven't gotten to this. But this just in, according to Adam Schefter moments ago, and now being confirmed by other NFL insiders, the Las Vegas Raiders have fired Antonio Pierce after just one season.
Mm-hmm. Not surprised.
Do you say that just simply because of their record? Or because of the Raiders' dysfunctionality, or because both. Of some other reason?
Well, both. I mean, and you don't, Tom Brady didn't buy into it. He bought, well, it's a hell of an investment. Not everybody gets the opportunity to buy into the NFL. You can't lose. So he bought into it. But he can't be Tom Brady and not try to fix their problems. And most of their problems are upstairs. And so he comes in. And the first thing you got to do is get everybody on the same page. And clearly the Raiders are just, they're going in different directions. He's a hell of a good coach. He had them going the right way, but they don't win. And you still don't know what's going on there. Nobody really knows. That's not a way to run a program.
You're right. They don't win. But Doc, this is an organization that, you know, now, they wouldn't have fired John Gruden, and he technically resigned in 2021. So I can't really, per se, fault them for that. But then they hired Josh McDaniels, who then they fired a year and, I don't know, a couple of games into a second year. And now, and replaced him with Pierce on an interim basis, and then made Pierce the head coach because he galvanized the team and they fought hard and the players loved him. Max Crosby, Davante Adams, others loved him. They played their asses off. They give him the full-time job, and then they fire him a year later. And supposedly, like, some of that great goodwill feeling, that galvanizing feeling, had evaporated. There was miscommunication. There was all sorts of things behind the scene. Players weren't playing. They weren't as enamored with Antonio Pierce as they were. There were other things that happened in addition to not winning. Here's the sort of problem. When you fire coaches every year and a half, 2 years, whatever, not only does the head coach lose his job and his family and whatever, but there's a lot of other coaches that are at play here that now have to find a new home and, you know, so on and so forth. That's the human side of this. But also, you're talking about, in most cases, a roster upheaval, right? We saw what Dan Quinn and Adam Peters did here. They changed over, nearly 70% of the roster? So a lot of players have to find new homes. And I understand this is all part of the business. You got to win. I get it. But can we stop blaming the head coach for everything? And that's ultimately the nuts and bolts of what I wanted to get to. Whether you think Antonio Pierce is a great head coach or not, and I'm not in that building, and I don't know anybody really in that building. I mean, you hear things, and obviously some things can be true, and there can be some problems. But can we stop? And this goes for in New England with Jared Mayo. And this goes for in Chicago with Eberflus and any other coach that got fired. Robert Saleh, I understand eventually sometimes change has to happen. I get it. But stop blaming the head coaches for everything. Please stop. Like, I don't get it, Doc. When are we going to blame, I don't know, dysfunctional ownership, number one, or players for not getting the job done? When? Now, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if this is a Mark Davis thing. I don't know if this is a Tom Telesco thing, who also took over as the GM last year when Pierce was sort of in place. But I think he approved Pierce. I don't remember if that was done before Telesco was hired. I don't know. But the bottom line is I know the on-field performance not good enough, but, man, stop freaking blaming head coaches for everything.
Mark Davis has been the one constant.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to look at who's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
And seen it through. Now, we can't. His father was a genius. Can't expect a guy to be as good as his old man. But your job is to find someone better than yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, to me, he's failed miserably at.
There
have been some good personnel people go through the Raiders.
They lost 10 games in a row at one point this year. I got it. It didn't look good. They were winless against the AFC West. I got it. Really tough division. Now that Denver is back, of course, the LA Chargers. We know what Kansas City is. I just don't know, like, what else you want. Well, I mean, of course you want more wins, but for God's sake, what do you expect sometimes? You don't have a quarterback. That's your fault. Not Antonio Pierce's fault. That's your fault.
You got to know how to fix it. This quarterback head coach. Look at Denver. They were a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
San Diego. Well, you knew this, that poor guy was coaching like a lot of our callers. Coaching from PFF. Staley, he was the most ridiculous head coach in my lifetime. They on the 1 yard line. He's following some books, a manual.
Mm-hmm.
So they ran his behind. Harbaugh came in there. The Bears could have been in the playoffs now, but they had a little quarrel, personality conflict with Harbaugh. Now they're in dead last, and the Chargers are steaming. This is never going to change because you can make a fortune and be rotten in pro football. So everybody just brings their buddies in, hires and pays them, family members. It's a slush fund for losers. Unless somebody comes in there just hates to lose. And I think the Raiders are tired of losing.
The Raiders join the Jets, the Jaguars, the Bears, the Saints, the Patriots, all with NFL head coaching vacancies. And by the way, Schefter is reporting that Telesco, the new GM, or hired last offseason, formerly of the Chargers, is being retained. The Jets and the Titans, who fired Rand Carthon today after finishing with the number one overall pick and therefore the worst record in the NFL, he was fired after just a couple years. The Jets have had a GM vacancy. Speaking of the Jets, I was reading in the New York Post, and I know how much you love New York sports, Doc. I was reading in the New York Post today, Doc, the Jets have requested all sorts of guys for interviews. Mike Vrabel, Ron Rivera, Rex Ryan did an interview today. They don't have any interest in Ben Johnson. They don't feel he'll be a good fit for them. What do you make of that?
I think they know their market, and I think they're right. And if I'm Ben, I'm not leaving Detroit without a Super Bowl ring.
He might get one
because
this year.
He can make, and if I'm Detroit, I'm paying him enough to make sure he stays there. Because if he's just leaving for money, I can handle the money.
Yeah.
He's got to know that if he leaves, he's never going to have what he's got there. It's too hard.
If I was Ben Johnson, I wouldn't take any of these jobs. All of these organizations suck.
No way.
And they have dysfunctional ownership weird people in charge. I would just stay in Detroit. It's not worth it. Not worth it at all. All right, final note here on Clean Up on Aisle 3. The Caps with a second shootout overtime loss in the span of like 5 days. They lost at home who was it last Thursday
Buffalo
night?
They lost.
Well, Buffalo last night, but I forget who. Oh, Minnesota. I'm sorry, Minnesota. On Thursday night, sandwiched around a win over the Rangers. Ovechkin did not score, but Tom Wilson scored a couple of goals. Alexei Protas scored another goal, but just
awesome.
A little bit short, and they were kind of sort of flat, somewhat in between. Not a big deal, right? I mean, you get a point, and you kind of move on, and you host Vancouver tomorrow night.
Yeah, I like the 3-on-3 before the slap shot, but that just... It was frustrating, but exciting. Still exciting.
Yep. That is Clean Up on aisle 3.
Clean Up in aisle 3.